lo and behold, since January of this year, MUFON and local police and fire authorities have received a lot of calls from Naples, from the Isles of Capri, and Marco Island about highly strange aerial lights that spin and form geometric patterns that keep changing, and even one very large object of unknown origin that has been compared to a gyroscope because it has both horizontal and vertical bands of lights that spin around and around a central bright glowing center. And there was one local fisherman, he wants to remain anonymous, and he reported seeing this large bright aerial gyroscope right above his boat. And then Tom Williams quoted him as saying, and here is a quote, "A very distinctive black void appeared within the center of the glowing white light. As the black opening began to grow larger than the surrounding light, the fisherman thought a door or a portal was opening," close quote. The fisherman sped away in his boat, but he could see this bright orb descending into what would be the thick mangroves on Johnson Island. And it turns out that it is Johnson Bay and Johnson Island that have seemed to be the main focus of the unidentified light phenomena this year. And some explorers have even found half a dozen circular bare spots in the mangroves where nothing grows. One of the residents sent me an aerial image, which is at earthfiles.com right now, of one of these strange, this is at about an 18-foot diameter circle in the mangroves where nothing is growing. Well, one of the closest encounters with the aerial gyroscope occurred on May 26th near the Isles of Capri, not far from Johnson Bay. Ann Hall is a retired school administrator and a columnist for the Marcos Island Sun-Times. She was with her husband, Eddie, and neighbors, Ginny and Chuck Walton, from around 10 p.m. to 11:15 p.m., so at least an hour. The night of May 26, all four watched with cameras and binoculars as this large orb with colored light spinning horizontally while white light spun vertically hovered over the bay near their homes. Ann Hall became frustrated with trying to get her camera to work and decided to sketch what she was seeing through binoculars right then and there, and you can see that fascinating sketch at my news website, earthfiles.com, and many of colored photos of these persistent strange lights that I have been gathering from various people. Now, here is Ann Hall to tell what she has seen in the Isles of Capri, Florida.
Okay, here we go.
And it was this gigantic white ball of light, and it was absolutely breathtaking to look at. I mean, it was just beautiful. It was like the most vivid ball of light, Christmas ornament or whatever you want to call it, that I've ever seen in my life. And it left you just feeling like you couldn't explain what you were looking at, and you couldn't take your eyes off of it, but it was too bright to stare at it.
And in your drawing, you've got colors, and what kind of size do you think this is?
The lights ran vertically as well as horizontally, and it seemed as if the colored lights ran horizontally around a bright white globe-like object, but you could put your hand in it if you'd been close to it. It's the way you felt, because you could see into it. And what I saw was inside of it, at some times it looked like a black hole, and other times it looked like a great big piece of aluminum or something of some sort. I mean, it was so reflective. And then through the binoculars, we could see it had these little jagged things coming off the top and the bottom.
They were white or clear or?
They were more white. And this thing, it gave off like a pulsating yellow and white light. But it was absolutely, totally silent. And anything around here that we see coming in from a half a mile away, you can hear. Because the voices of people coming in on boats and noises coming in reflect on the water. And we could hear nothing, absolutely nothing. It was like a huge gyroscope is the way it looked.
All this stuff was spinning around some kind of a center sphere.
Right, around some kind of a center. And then describing where it was in relationship to us, I would say it would be about not even a block down the street. And then straight up over the water, which would have been facing a little bit northwest. We kept looking at the thing, and it would go out, like it just disappear, and then it would come back. It would slip up, and then it would slip down, and it would jet out to the right. In fact, Eddie, my husband, one time ran to the backyard to see if it was going in that direction. It looked like it went to the right and disappeared, and he ran to the backyard, and it wasn't there, and then all of a sudden, we saw it just, like, come back up again, just out of nowhere.
Size?
Maybe 18 or 20 feet tall and across, so a diameter of something that was that size, more like 20 by 20. It had just a slight indentation on the top and on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It was different from what we had seen, like, back in March, but similar in many ways.
So we're talking about a May 26th event in which there are four eyewitnesses, and you are on the Isles of Capri near your home.
Right. Actually, there were more because a lady drove down the street and asked what we were doing because my husband had lit citronella candles in the driveway because you may have mosquitoes at night. And she stopped and opened her door, and she said, "I know you all are not looking at the moon." And we said, "No, we're not." And she said, "I know what you're looking at. I've been looking at it for the last 2 or 3 years off and on." And she lives down the street. But so many people, we found out, had seen this thing or these things, but not reported anything what they had seen. So,
how long did this May 26th object stay not far from your house?
Well, it's interesting because immediately we were watching it a little after 9:15 by the time we set up the cameras. It's like time slipped by. We had no idea that the time had gotten so late, and we couldn't believe that it just went out as if you had just snuffed it out like a candle.
And this time it didn't come back.
And it did not come back, no.
In March, which would be 2 months before, what happened?
In March, it was on March the 27th. I remember it vividly because I came down and we had, my husband and I, we are in a two-story house and our bedroom is downstairs, but it's an interesting house. You have to go outdoors to get downstairs. It's a screened area outside, a pool, and so you go out of the upstairs to come down. So we watched television upstairs, and at 10 o'clock, we turned the TV off and started down, and it was pouring, cats and dogs, raining, and here we are having to go out to come down. So we stopped at the top of the steps under the porch overhang, and we were just watching the rain when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this big, humongous, white, globe-like ball of light just dropped down out of the sky and hovered. And this one was even closer than the other one. And it hovered. The first night it had been raining, and we had gusts of wind up to 45 miles an hour, and the object didn't budge. There was no sound. There was no noise. It was about 150 feet over Johnson's Bay, which is towards the back of our house. And then the next night, we still had the weather conditions similar, although the rains had stopped and the winds were still hard, but not much more than 20-mile-an-hour winds. We watched for it about 20 minutes, and then it just kind of jotted off to the right, did this little gyration of movement, and it dipped down, and it looked like it was just going to go down into the water, and it just disappeared. Then the third night, the weather had cleared, and the moon was beautiful. It was coming up in the east, and then this object also appeared about the same time again that night. So it was coming in sometime after 10, and it would stay 20, 30 minutes and just hover and do some kind of little crazy motion movements. Sometimes it would back up. Sometimes it would come forward just slightly. One time it looked like it shot up, and the other time it looked like it just shot down, and then it would come back.